Hello everyone, I'm back here to give y'all an update on when I went and got the results back about my echocardiogram and my MRI of the lungs and the heart. So I get this done once a year. And now he said he'll be doing it every 6 months. So the echocardiogram came out fine. There's no change in my heart rate and no change in my leakage valve. But there's a lot of change that happened with my lungs. And the pulmonary fibrosis is part of it, and also the scleroderma. The scleroderma takes a big part of what's going on with my lungs. It makes hardening of the skin. It makes hardening of the lung have like patches, and eventually it will kill you, just point blank. You can die from this. So now we're on a more watching stage, much closer now than we used to be. Because like you said, that only have 2% left of my right lung. And my left lung is covered about 30% now of the scleroderma. And that's pretty much progressive more than it normally have. So I have been doing a lot of coughing. Excuse me. I've been doing a lot of coughing, throwing up a lot of mucus, and he want me to make sure that when I'm throwing up the mucus, to make sure there's no blood in it. And my breathing get to the point where my oxygen is not working to go directly to the emergency room. But if the breathing consistent to the point where I have to be on the oxygen constantly all day to notify him. But I do have real bad coughing spells to the point where that I begin to cough so much till I start throwing up the mucus, and then the breathing is definitely hard for me to breathe, so I'd be on the oxygen along with that. These past couple of weeks have been really stressful on me, because now I know that everything have changed again, and now I got to get my mind set on, okay, this is part of the process. I know this is part of the process. Oh, excuse me. I have not been able to get the decent sleep I need. I was able to sleep really good after Thanksgiving, and I hope everyone had a wonderful Thanksgiving and a grateful and thankful one. I know I did. I host a small Thanksgiving get-together, and after everyone had left, I end up, well, actually they hadn't left, I excused myself because my body was tired and it was shutting down, and I went to bed at 5 o'clock in the evening, and I didn't wake up till 5 o'clock the next morning. So that was the only day that I actually got some really deserved sleep, and I was grateful and thankful for that. But the scleroderma is a disease that will cripple your lungs. I say cripple because this is what it's doing to me. It make it, you know, like I said, it like scar tissue over your lungs, and it's like scales, it's hardening, and it make it difficult for the little air pockets in there to get the air that it need. Oh, excuse me for yawning. But it's different from lupus and everything, but it does affect the skin and the hands, where my hands get tight and like feel like leather. But I put shea butter, 100% pure shea butter, on my hands and feet and legs to keep them soft and keep the skin from feeling like leather and stuff like that. Some people get the pads start getting the hardness around their elbows and knees, but I haven't seen that on me yet. And I also get the blisters on the inside of my lip and jaw line. That's the scleroderma. That's one of the flare-ups. And, you know, you have different things to trigger, you know, to trigger that, you know, those flare-ups, you know, a virus, medication, drugs, you know, stuff like that can trigger your scleroderma up too. And but the main cause of the scleroderma, we don't know yet. They still doing research and stuff, trying to find out, you know, what causes this. But it, you know, it is dangerous. And like I said, it's more dangerous to your lungs. I know I'm suffering with that part now. But, you know, as they said, as the years go on, my body will begin to deteriorate. But like I said, I am very blessed and thankful for everything that I have been through on this journey with my illness. And, you know, it have taught me a lot about myself and about other people also, you know. And those are the things that I am most grateful for and blessed for. And I'm thankful and grateful that I'm here to be able to give you all my experience of the way I'm dealing with it and how I live going through these autoimmune diseases that I go through. Sometimes they're, you know, uncomfortable. Some procedures I have to go through is very uncomfortable, and a lot of different medication that they try me on doesn't work for me. And I understand that, you know, my body, my immune system is not as good as anyone else that's, you know, started on different medication. And it caused a lot of pain. And especially to my joints and muscles. You know, the scleroderma, the lupus, the rheumatoid arthritis, the fibromyalgia, and the pulmonary fibrosis, all these things works on your internal organs and your outside. So you have to learn what I had to learn to embrace what I'm going through, to be able to focus on trying to maintain a normal life. Because I know from seeing loved ones suffer of going through different illness, but I know that sometimes people don't have the will to fight anymore because they're tired and frustrated. But I'm tired and frustrated, but I'm not going to give up. I'm going to continually fight and learn different home remedies that I could do to help along with the medications that I'm taking to prolong my life as long as possible. Because I endure living, I endure learning, and I endure wants to see the world. I want to see the world to see how other people and their culture, food cultures, because I love food. And that's another thing with scleroderma. Allergies, you know, can trigger to your scleroderma also. And mostly everything that I love that I should avoid, but I have learned over the years how much I can consume to not trigger my scleroderma, or what to not eat to trigger my pulmonary fibrosis or my rheumatoid arthritis or my lupus. Over the years, I have learned these things. I have kept journals on, you know, what triggers certain things, what time of the year this happened. These are the things that I have done for myself. And I think other people out there that's going through anything, they need to put an accountability of the what foods that's going to affect them with this type of illness they're going through. If it's going to be the sunlight, because I'm very sensitive to sunlight. Fluorescent lights. I know all these things because I have experienced them. The migraines. When I get migraines, I know I've been outside in the sun too long. You know, although I have sunblock on, sunscreen on, you know, but I still go through the migraines if I be out in the sun too long. I know I can't stand cold. If it's really, really cold, I don't go out because I know what my body would do. So, like I said, you have to take accountability on your health. You can't just depend on your doctor's nail and the internet to tell you about what your body going through, because everybody's body is different. Everybody's illness is different. And for you to know, you know your body. Don't nobody else know your body and your mind and your system but you. And I learned early on that it's best to make notes, write things down, you know, and keep accountability of what's going on. So if it happened again, you can go back and look at your notes. Oh, okay, so I had this before, and so I know not to indulge too much on it or just leave it alone. And when it clears up, I go back and indulge a little. If it doesn't bother me, I know, okay, I can just eat a little of this. If I eat just a little and it still affected me, I know I can't eat this at all. So it's best to know, start a journal and keep an eye on, you know, what you can eat and what you cannot eat. You know, because we all go through these pains, these aches, and we go through that with other people don't understand what we're going through. You know, but you have to. You gotta know, and it's best for you to know. And I have noticed and learned and read a lot what, you know, how does the scleroderma factor in your life. You know, with me, I have the scleroderma. I have the rheumatoid arthritis. I have the fibromyalgia and lupus. and the pulmonary fibrosis. So I have five autoimmune affected my body at one time. And for many of years of different doctors I was going to see, they kept telling me it was all in my head. Oh, you can't have this, you can't have that. But when they ran their lab work, they see that is all that. And they don't know how to treat my illness. A lot of them, all they want to treat you on is put you on, most everybody know, prednisone, make you look like a little fat chipmunk. And a lot of times, it doesn't work for everybody. I know it doesn't work for me. I took prednisone from 2004, clean up until 2009, when I realized, okay, it's not working for me. And it took me from 2010 up to 2019 to realize, okay, everything that they're giving me to help me to release the weight is not working for me. And my daughter kept telling me, just change the way you don't change your food, just change the way you prepare it. She had been telling me that for years until I came across the Mediterranean lifestyle. And it was pretty much exactly what my daughter was saying. You know, you can endure on your food that you love, but preparing it is the best way to do it. And I did. And I started on my weight loss journey in 2019. And I started at 215 pounds. And as of November, I'm trying to remember what day I went to the doctor. It was I'm gonna get it for you. I want to be precise date, because I wrote it down when I went to the doctor. It was November the 23rd, November the 16th. And they weighed me in at 140. So from 2019 at 215 pounds to 2023, I'm now at 140 pounds. And I feel good. It's not a real fast acting way of releasing weight. It's gradually. And I have not retained it since I started releasing it. So take accountability in what you're eating and everything. You know, like I say, you know, if you don't understand, you know, your intake, talk to a nutritionist, you know, someone that can help you. And if you have gastro problems, make sure you talk to your gastro doctor and find out what they can give you to help with the bloating, the gas, and the acid reflux. That all have accountability also when it comes to scleroderma. You want to be on top of your game, you know. And like I said, there's a lot of different things that you should not eat. But for yourself, be mindful what you eat. Like me, I use more healthy oils when I'm cooking, like canola, vegetable oil, olive oil, you know, stuff like that. I try to stay away from trans fats as much as possible. But I know I'm not supposed to have it, but I have it in moderation. I don't eat a lot of fried food, you know, and try to stay away from all the baked goods. But, you know, this is the season of the year where you do all the baking and cookies and cakes and pies, you know, try to stay away from that. And, you know, but me, I know I can eat those things in little moderation. I know not to, to indulge myself on it to the point where it will affect my scleroderma and make it flare up. Caffeine, I avoid that completely. Alcohol, occasionally. It's not an everyday thing. I might have a drink on a special occasion, like my birthday, or something that I'm celebrating with someone, but it's not all the time. Tobacco, no, I do not. Drinking water, 6 to 8 glasses of water, and I do that. I drink, what is this thing, a 64-gallon water bottle of water a day. So, I, 64 ounce, not a gallon, 64 ounce that I drink a day. So, is that I been doing these things for so long, but I know I have to constantly keep doing it. So, I have to make sure that my iron levels, my vitamin D levels, my B12 levels and all this stuff is, on track, because that has effect with your scleroderma. And many people, don't realize if you have lupus or scleroderma or anything like that, you're very sensitive to sunlight, and it worsens on your skin. It worsens the disease, on the skin. So, I try to avoid being outside as much as possible when it's really, really hot, unless I just have to. Other than that, you have to, take care of yourself and write these things down. Monitor yourself. With the scleroderma lately here, I've been, my breathing have gotten a little worse. Like, it wakes me up about around 2 o'clock or 3 o'clock in the morning, having difficult breathing because I start coughing to the point I start throwing up mucus. Then I have to get them on the oxygen. And then sometimes I end up sleeping on it all night and probably half of the day, the next day, to get my body back, where it should be. And, you have to think about everything that you're going through. Put everything in accountable for what you're going through and write it down. Take notes, and things that you don't understand, make a note of it on your phone. A reminder when you go to the doctor, it'll remind you to ask them this. This is how I do when I go, for myself. Because I want to make sure I'm getting the best understanding and everything. If I don't understand anything that I have been reading online or anything like that, I make a note or reminder. So when I go to the doctor, I can ask them about it and they better explain it to me where I can maybe understand it, so I can know what I need to do next. Because with scleroderma, it will kill you because it affects the lungs really bad. It affects the heart also. So like my pulmonologist said, it's game time. It's time for us to step up our game, pay attention, be more diligent of everything that's happening with my breathing now. So that I have been doing is, paying a lot of attention to that because it's very important that, you pay attention of what's going on. And like he was telling me with the pulmonary hypertension, that's part of messing with your heart, the rhythm, the beat of it, and all that. So I need to be more diligent on that also. So like I said, I'm learning, and you know, I know it was going to happen eventually, but I'm paying attention. And like you say, you know, with the hypertension, pulmonary hypertension, yeah, that's with the valves, the blood flow of the valve. It can block, it can, you know, be getting narrow, and it can cause a lot of problems. And it was explained to me that the pulmonary hypertension affects in the lungs and the right side of the heart. So, like you said, that's why he told me it's game time now. So, I'm watching and I'm paying attention. And as things go on, I will definitely keep you guys updated. And I'm very grateful and thankful that I was able to make it all the way through this without any coughing, because sometimes I can talk maybe 5 or 10 minutes and I get the coughing spells, and it's hard for me to even go from there. But like I said, I'm very grateful and thankful and blessed for everything that I have and everything that I have been going through. And I'm looking forward for a wonderful new year of wonderful things. And I'm grateful and thankful for all the listeners and people that are sharing my podcast. I'm very grateful and thankful for you all. And I appreciate you all. And I will be coming back with some more stuff to tell you all about what's going on with me, because this is my life journey that I decided to start. I know I started it late, but it's never too late to get the word out. And like I said, everything that I talk about, I live this every day. This is not nothing that I have read. This is something that I have lived through, that I go through every day. So I know what my body can do, and I know what my body can't do. And I just want to share all that with you guys. And again, thank you all so much for being with me all these years. I've been here going on 3 years now, so I really appreciate all the support that I have been getting from you all, and being patient with me. Namaste.